Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Welcome to Beauty Talk for today, November 23rd. I'm your host, Janice Tanell. Welcome to the show again, and I just wanted to remind you guys that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. If you have a comment or a question, you can also join our tweet chat by using the hashtag #PoundBeautyLounge. Again, that's #PoundBeautyLounge. And now I'm going to turn it over to Denise.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty News. Stylepreneurs, get unstuck at the first PYP Freelance Business Development Summit. Freelance makeup artists, hairstylists, fashion stylists, and manicurists are in for some intense business education and enlightenment at the PYP Freelance Business Development Summit. Hosted by Empowerment Diva, Crystal Wright, the summit is being held April 8th, featuring over 30 interactive workshops presented by 25 beauty, fashion, and style experts and business professionals. Speakers include Beauty Blender creator Rianne Silva, Hair Rules author and hair care line creator Anthony Dickey, Emmy Award-winning makeup artist Kevin James Bennett, celebrity makeup artist Monifa Mortis, and freelance taxation specialist Susan Lee. The event seeks to empower freelance beauty and fashion pros with entrepreneurship tools, skills, and better business practices. For two decades, event founder and organizer Crystal Wright has helped thousands of entrepreneurship through her portfolio building and marketing classes. Artists kept asking for more business education, says Wright, so I created the summit. We are preparing freelance artists to thrive as business professionals. They're out there on their own, and they need help. Ain't that the truth? Business, finance, marketing, writing, and PR classes will help artists take advantage of opportunities, overcome obstacles, employ better negotiation skills, and present themselves more professionally to potential clients. Some of the greatest challenges these artists face is managing business politics, booking consistent projects, and negotiating rates that reflect their worth. The PYP Business Development Summit was created to enhance the business knowledge of working beauty and fashion professionals and raise the bar for a new generation. Registration for the summit is now open. Classes, caucuses, discussion forums, and networking mixers are offered from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Class admission prices range from $29 to $119. Special rates are available for 1-, 2-, and 3-day passports. To learn more about the summit and the organizer, you can visit pypsummit.com. And again, this takes place April 18th through 19th in Stamford, Connecticut. There will be more information on the website about hotels and and travel information. So again, you can go to pypsummit.com. And Crystal definitely wants everyone to know that on Black Friday, this coming Friday, there will be a special sale from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. on the 1-, 2-, and 3-day passes. There will be a 40% off discount for the 1-day, the 2-day, and the 3-day passes for this PYP Summit. So if you don't quite understand what the value of that is, you might want to take a look at the website to look at the 1-, 2-, and 3-day passes and the rate for those passes, and you can get 40% off. So that's like a 3-day pass for, I'm not sure, but somewhere around maybe $600 as opposed to $1,100. So you may want to take advantage of that. That's on Black Friday only, 40% off discount on the 1-, 2-, and 3-day passes. So please check it out. And we are planning to have Crystal on the show to talk a little bit about the summit, go more in detail on the speakers and the whole importance of the summit.
I'm sorry, I totally missed that last part that you said. What was that you just said?
So I said that we're planning to have Crystal on the show so that she can speak in detail on the speakers and, you know, more on the importance of attending the summit.
Gotcha. To your news, I'm not sure if everyone knew this, but I just kind of wanted to share this information. Mayron Makeup, a lot of people may be familiar with Mayron, especially if you come across Mayron like years ago. You know, they dealt a lot with face and body painting, makeup for face and body painting. Well, they've created a makeup line that pretty much somewhat mimics the other side, the face and body painting side. So they have a load of HD foundations and pressed powders, which are absolutely color range. It seems like they do a little bit of everything, cream blush, powder blush, eyeshadow, no lipstick, but lip glosses. They still do their well-known, what is it, like the mixing liquids and the barrier sprays. They're still doing that. They're also still doing their like the anti-shine. That's what I'm trying to think of. They're still doing that. So they're just still doing some of their staple product that's not like color, but then they, of course, still doing the face and body, and now they're also doing foundation and pressed powders and like a full cosmetic line. So that's worth checking out for those of you who aren't familiar with their new product. I just happened to see their card sitting in front of me, and I thought it was worth mentioning. They now have a cosmetic side, so it's worth checking out the next maybe trade show that you go to or go online at Mehron, MEHRON.com. Right. Is that all the news you have for us?
That's all the news. I thought that was more than enough, actually.
Absolutely.
Because I think, you know, it's time out for a lot of, how should I say it? I think it's time out for a lot of the smoky eye demos, demos on highlighting and contouring, demos on how to do brows. You know, it's time to get down to business. I think it's time for, you know, whether you're a newbie, whether you've been in the business 100 years, you know, whether you've been in the business for 10 years. If you want to remain in this business, it's time to get down to business. It's time to learn that side of the industry because we're so focused on the artistry. The artistry will come. That's something that with time and with work and with practice, you'll become a better makeup artist. You'll never become a good business person if you don't take the time to start focusing on your business. And like Crystal said, it's time out from, you know, sitting there talking about the, you know, the Instagram makeup artists or the makeup artists who just got into the business and how they're, you know, doing you know, faces for $35. Who cares? That's not your concern. Your concern is your career and your business. How am I going to maintain, you know, a career in this business for the next 20, 30, 40 years?
Right.
That's what we need to focus on. How are we going to make the money to provide for our families and our children, if you have children, you know? How are you going to make the money to provide for your household, to pay your bills, to stop living paycheck to paycheck?
Absolutely.
It's time to get down to business.
Absolutely. And if I can add to that, I think about, you know, there's a lot of, and I'll speak about makeup artists in general, but there are a lot of artists out there who, you know, who aren't really into the business side of this beauty industry. And so they don't even know how to keep their own records straight. And, you know, and Marietta Carter-Narcisse comes on the show often and talks about, you know, different topics in regards to negotiating your rate, you know, just business, the whole business aspect behind this all. And I see a lot of makeup artists out there who have tax issues, like, you know, like they haven't filed taxes for like maybe 2 or 3 years. They don't know what to do when it comes to filing taxes. And I know tax, when it comes to tax time, a lot of people fear that, they dread it, that kind of thing. So, I mean, I get it. But with any business, and a lot of people don't see this as a business, but with any business, that is very important to stay on top of. So it's very important to know how to prepare for tax time. Who has been in this industry for 30 years, 25, 30 years, and now they're talking about what they're going to do next. You know, because they're saying, you know, I don't want to be 60 and still doing, you know, makeup, you know, going out trying to get jobs for makeup. They want to know what they're going to do once they put those brushes down. And I think it's very important that people take this industry seriously, like a business, so that you can start preparing for those days when you retire. You retire and still young, you know, and you need to know what's next. So I think that's a very important piece to it all that people are just overlooking. I'm going to deal with just, I'm assuming it's every aspect of business. I'm not sure, did she say actually what they're going to deal with in particular?
Well, I'm sure some of the guests, I mean, you're going to have somebody talking about taxes and all that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's going to be, that by itself is huge.
Right.
Hold on, I'll give you, I'm on the website now and I can try to give you.
When you're talking about, you just mentioned like the newbies and people doing things for $35, I just feel like it's important that artists realize that they have to kind of do the groundwork, and as the years go on, they learn what they need to charge. They learn, like I think we mentioned it last week on our show, I was saying how I think every artist needs an online presence, but it should be a website and not, you know, Instagram and Facebook and those type of sites shouldn't be where you, where someone in a potential employer goes to find your work. So I think it's just a lot of things that people need to consider, how to get jobs, what we need to do. We need to have a resume. We need to have a website. We need to have this, knowing what we need to have to get the next job or to get a job.
Right. Well, some of the classes that she has on her website are Rhianne Silver will be doing the first thing on that Saturday morning at 9 a.m. from freelance artist to CEO. 7 crucial steps every artist should take in year one to bring their product to market. And that's limited space available for that class. At 9:30, The Art of the Deal, Part 1, Negotiating a Win-Win Contract in Film and TV. It's a two-part series, and that's with Marietta Carter-Narcisse. 12 p.m., there's Marketing Yourself, 9 Essential Tools and Techniques for Successful Self-Promotion, Crystal Wright. Opening the Doors to Your Own Makeup Studio, Part 1, that's Maria Ekelard. Reinvent, retool, and revamp your portfolio. 3 important steps to take control of your career without starting from scratch. That's Holly May. It's just that simple. Break the cycle of self-doubt. Jumpstart your career and get work. Linda Zirkus. Breaking into catalogs. That's Carol Oliveto. Industry experts panel and discussion. 5 top decision makers. Tell it like it is. Michelle Falvey. The ins and outs of department heading a film or TV show. I could teach that. There's no speaker for that just yet. Well, the speaker's not named just yet. But again, that's okay. The ins and outs of department heading a film or TV show. I think I may know who that is. Finding your niche, discover your unique path to success and prosperity. That's Manifa Mortis. And that's all on Saturday. On Sunday at 9 a.m. Sunday, 9 a.m., there's an open space, but then there's How to Use Production Hub to Find Work and Get Business. That will be presented by ProductionHub.com. They're one of the sponsors. So you think you want to be a fashion stylist, where to start, what to do, and what you need to know, Holly May. Taking center stage as a spokesperson / brand ambassador. How to scoop that contract and become a brand expert, Tippy Shorter. There's an exhibitor expo. Excuse me, The Art of the Deal, Part 2, Negotiating a Win-Win Contract in Film and TV with Marietta Carter-Narcisse. Living life at 100%, rediscover your 100%. Embrace your inner no and learn to take your power back 30 days at a time. That's Crystal Lockenor. I think I need an agent, how to know what to do and step-by-step instructions to make it happen. That's Crystal Wright. Making money and taxes less scary for artists, what you need to know about taxes and money to be successful, Susan Lee. Tantrums and tiaras, secrets to entertaining the beauty pageant world and making a success of it, that's Missy Mangrum. Talking Beauty on the Tube, making connections, creating a pitch, and ending up on TV, Danielle Lewis. Opening the Doors to Your Own Makeup Studio, Part 2, again, that's Maria Ekelard. Essential art direction and photo editing skills, selecting, cropping, and retouching images that pop, mastering the business side of bridal, 5 steps that will establish you as a leader in your market, Erica Carr. Portfolio review, top industry pros review your portfolio, and that will be Jason Szechuan and another unnamed speaker for that. Monday, living the I can instead of the I can't, finding the courage to live in the world that you picture, Anthony Dickey. There will be an exhibitor expo again. Breaking Bad in the Bridal Biz, Anne DeMarco. Putting yourself out there, what PR can and won't do for your career. That speaker's unnamed. I have an agency, now what? Handling the business of handling your agent, Crystal Wright. Demystifying the union. The real deal about getting into the Makeup and Hair Union, Debbie Young. Transition Triumph, 10 steps to a successful transition from full-time to freelance freedom, Anissa Borders. Building your online bio, finding the words to channel the unique spirit of your artistry, that's Marissa Torreri. Become a social media magician, social stages that turn expertise into cash, that's Mala Haridut. 5 powerful actions for building a consumer clientele, Allison Hoag. Getting started, building your online or print portfolio, 7 things you should know, Crystal Wright. the art of following up and following through, step-by-step instructions on how to stay in touch and close the deal. That's Cassie Kurtz, Cutting Through the Crap. I think you all can guess who this is. Cutting Through the Crap, How to Man Up and Win the Beauty and Fashion Biz. That's Kevin James Bennett. Photo Panel and Discussion, Building Bridges Between Photographers and Their Glam Squads. There's some unnamed speakers, but again, it's Jason Szechuan. There's a photo panel and discussion, Creating Better Working Relationships Between Photographers and Glam Squads. So that's the lineup. And so that pretty much leads us to, like, some of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight. It's pretty much how to maintain a successful career. And you have to consider a lot of the things that you just named. I think sometimes a lot of makeup artists get into the business just because it just happens, you know. Someone offers them an opportunity, and next thing you know, they're doing makeup as a career for a long period of time, and a lot of things you just come across as you get to them. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people may not have known about certain things, and then once they get to them, that's when they learn, you know what I mean, learn the hard way, but they learn. And a lot of times we mentioned some things here on the show. A lot of times when we're telling people about how to do this and how to do that, it's because a lot of things we've learned over the last 16, 17 years of doing makeup, and we've learned, not necessarily the hard way, but we learned, and we're kind of like sharing some of our things. So a lot of times when we're saying things and we're kind of passionate about it, don't take it the wrong way. It's just that we want people to learn without having to go through it the hard way. So let's see if this call just dropped. Try to get her back on here. But as I was saying, one of the things that we want to talk about tonight is just maintaining the beauty industry. And one of the things, as I was listening to her list all of the things that's going to be dealt with over at the summit that Crystal is doing, it reminded me of how some artists, like you think, I think about Rianne Silver, who's teaching the class about having a successful brand. She has a very successful brand, but I look at her because she's still doing work. She does work for film and television, and then she has a couple of personal artists that she works with as well as her work with. Reminds me of how I'm always asking the question of people like that. I'm always asking the question, how do they find balance? Because to have a successful career, like with her Beauty Blender, and which she's working so hard at, always on a plane somewhere to promote her brand. But now she's doing a lot overseas. And then you have your work back here. And it's like learning to balance it all, learning to, you know, being able to handle it all and still be at the television. She still does well with that. Her career with Beauty Blender, she does, you know, well with that. So that's why I'm looking at this summit as, and this show is not about promoting the summit, but I just think when she mentioned it in the beauty news, it's a great introduction because a lot of these things that they talked about are things that we really need to cover and learn to be a success. She talked about self-doubt. And I don't know, a lot of people out there listening have had issues with self-doubt, but it comes up. I think it happens with a lot of us, no matter at what stage or at what level we're at in our career. It often happens and it often comes up. And it's just something that we have to, one of the things I always tell people is not to focus on other people and what other people are doing, not to compare yourself to other people. You know, just focus on you and your career and the direction that you're going, the goals that you have. And just, you know, you have to have tunnel vision and not pay attention to other people. So we're going to shortly bring Crystal on the line to join us. But I just kind of wanted to mention that to kind of stay focused on you and what you do best. And I think that
kind of eliminates some of the self-doubt for some people. I don't know where some of you all self-doubt comes from, but I know for myself, I have to make sure that I stay on track by focusing on me and what I do. I'm going to bring on, I think my sister's trying to get back on the line as well. I'm going to bring her back on, and then I'm going to bring she's back. Crystal, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good. Tell me, how do you deal with, or what would you say to people who are dealing or struggling with self-doubt?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I coach artists all the time, and self-doubt is a product of what you're hearing in your head, and it can absolutely be debilitating. There's a book called by Joyce Meyer called Battlefield of the Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, that book absolutely changed my life. And in my coaching, when I discover that a lot of times the challenge is just simply what's going on in your head. It can come from any number of places. It can come from the way that you were raised. It can come from, you know, the people in your life. I mean, how many makeup artists wanted to be makeup artists and their parents wanted them to be doctors, lawyers, anything but a freelance makeup artist? And even though those people can mean well, you know, they think they're trying to save you by telling you you should get a regular job, by telling you you're never going to make any money as a makeup artist because they don't know any makeup artists who are making money. And quite frankly, most of them don't know any makeup artists. But I think really you have to deal with, you have to take control of your own mind. It is not true that you have to allow your mind to do what it wants to do. You have to reprogram it, and it takes time to do that. It's like in 30 days at 100%. Do one thing at a time. Tackle one big thing in your life at a time, because they say it takes 21 days to create a new habit. I'm saying the extra 9 days is for insurance. So, and tell me when I'm talking too much, because one of the things that I did was I, in reading this book called Streams in the Desert, I found, I had a boyfriend that told me one time, Crystal, God is a fact and not a feeling. Regardless of how you feel today, God still exists. It's like no matter how you feel today, if you have a job, you have to go. And so I found something that I could say out loud in reading Streams in the Desert. And when I start to feel doubt, when I start to think that there's something I can't do, when I start to wonder if I've made the right decision after I've made the decision to do something, I just start speaking this thing out loud. Because if you try to have a negative thought while you're saying something positive out loud, the positive thing you're saying out loud will drown out the doubt.
Absolutely.
In your mind. And it will get you back to where you need to be. And you may have to do that 2-3 times a day, but the more you do it, the less you have to do it.
Right.
And pretty soon the new programming takes over. That's what I have to say about that. You know, I'm lying,
right.
Can I tell you?
Well, Crystal, you are scheduled to come back next Sunday to talk about the summit.
Right.
So what we've been talking about, my sister shared the beauty news about your summit, and it just kind of led us into this session tonight. So she kind of, I kind of wrote down some of the things that she said were going to be discussed at the summit. So I kind of wanted to talk, now that we have you on the line, to talk about, a little bit about some of these in general, and then next week you can go into detail about summit. Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me. And listen, I'm happy to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
We appreciate that. Well, I know at the summit, just listening to a lot of things that you have planned, it just sounds like from A to Z of the industry, from a business standpoint,
Right.
Why do you think it's important for an artist to have kind of know these things, you know, negotiating a contract, self-promotion? I mean, isn't nice pictures enough self-promotion? Why do you think that's
important? You know, it's interesting. You know what I always say to people? I say, how many people that are on this call today get emails from department stores, from Nordstrom or from Target or from Best Buy, anywhere you've been to shop? And regardless of whether you go shopping at Best Buy this month, if you signed up for that newsletter, they're going to send you something every week.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Nordstrom and you bought a pair of shoes last December and you haven't bought any shoes from them, but you signed up for the newsletter, they're going to send you something every single month to remind you that Nordstrom is here. And it's the same thing with marketing. It's like, hold on one second, I just came in from outside.
Okay.
It's like marketing has to be consistent. I always say you don't have to know what you're going to do for your winter campaign as a makeup artist or your spring campaign or your summer campaign or your fall campaign. And that campaign might be just sending out a new comp card or, you know, doing something new on your website. You don't have to know what it is, but you do have to put it in your phone as a reminder that it's time for you to launch a new campaign.
Gotcha. Right.
You know, because if you don't stay top of mind, and see, these are marketing terms that you learn at Xerox, but the bottom line is artists are running businesses. You're either running it well or you're running it poorly. If you're running it poorly, you're not making enough money to support yourself. And there are certain things that you can do, changes that you can make in the way that you do things so that you can increase the odds that you will make a certain amount of money every year. And one of those things is getting on a schedule with the way you market yourself. If you put on your calendar that you're going to do something in the winter, and winter for you may be January, or it could be December, and you're going to do something in the spring, and if you start in January, February, March, April, so then May, June, July, August, September, October, four times a year you're going to do something new. Between those 3 months, before that the time gets there, you will have done something. You will have created something. You will have tested to put something new in your book. You will have gotten a new job. You know, you will have manifested a tear sheet that you can put on a comp card and you can send out to your existing clients so you continue to expand their vision of you as an artist, which is the thing that opens up different kinds of doors. And you can show new potential clients that you're there. And if you do that consistently, something will happen. Some will happen, but you got to get it on a schedule. You've got to, you know, if you're going to do it in something in April, you have something pop up on your phone, said March, whoops, it's time for me to start thinking about my April campaign. It only
right.
takes, you know, 7 to 10 days to put together a nice card. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and then
right.
you take that card and you don't just, you know, you carry them around with you so you can give out to new people, and then you create an electronic comp card that you attach to your website.
Right.
You know, people wonder why the PYP grads are doing so well. It's because these are just some of the things that I've taught them about. This is how you run your business. This is how you manage your business. And as long as you do that, things happen. You know, a lot of times what will happen is that people will start doing it and things will start to happen, and then they slack off because they make an assumption that that customer, that client is always going to be there.
Right.
And then they're blindsided when the client goes to a party and meets somebody new and they want a new makeup artist. Or the company relocates to somewhere else. Or they go out of business. But had you stuck to your plan to work and work the plan, had you stuck to your plan, it wouldn't have mattered what they did because you would be constantly adding new clients. If you only added 4 new clients a year, it will keep you working, it will feed you, it will feed your family, it will pay for your health insurance and send you on vacation. And isn't that what we want, a lifestyle?
That's right. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely.
So, you know,
I have to just stop really quickly and ask you this because I can hear it in your voice. Why are you so passionate about this?
Because I just get so heartbroken when I see creative people who have practically sacrificed everything to be creative. They've bared up against the pressure of their family and their friends who told them they couldn't do it. And they get out there to try to do it, and then it doesn't happen the right way. It's like you cannot just invest in more lipstick. If you're not making the money you need to make to support yourself with the lipstick that you have.
Right.
You know, you got to embrace, I really, really, really want artists to embrace the fact that the moment you start freelancing, you're a business owner. You own your own business now. And I'm not trying to make artists lose their creativity, but you have got to get control of certain aspects of your business. If you start treating the business like a business, it will take care of you for the rest of your life.
Right.
If you put certain things in place to help you run your freelance business more efficiently, you will find yourself with the time that you need to be creative and to be spontaneous. And that's what I want for artists. You know, it's like I didn't even know I was creative until I started writing the hair, makeup, and selling career guide. Honestly, I didn't know I had a creative bone in my body. But even in creating my courses, I find it gives me this amazing outlet to be creative. But if I didn't take care of the business part, then none of it would work. You know, I hear artists stressing out about what's going on in social media.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they're stressing out about what somebody else, stressing out about the 10 people that you know who have succeeded in social media as makeup artists, doing makeup on themselves, is like stressing out because you didn't make it into the NBA and there are only 144 spots.
Right.
Okay. They can't even count 1,000 makeup artists that are making it in social media. That doesn't mean that you don't use social media to your advantage, but in order to use social media to your advantage, you first have to have a plan and a vision for what your business is supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a vision for what your business is supposed to look like, social media becomes a tool to fuel your business. But when you're just looking at what somebody else is getting and asking yourself, why isn't this happening for me? Because that's not your path.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your path. And the advertisers that are globbing on to those artists are globbing on to their audience. If you create your own path and your own vision, then you will find the audience that is looking for you. And then
that's
if you want to, you can attract those dollars. But as long as you're being envious, being jealous, and trying to figure out why it's working for them, you're spending less time on your own plan.
Absolutely.
You know?
Wow. Absolutely.
I'm trying to feel about it. I feel so bad for them.
Yes.
How do you? Okay, so if someone's taking your classes or your seminars or they're at the summit, how do you get them from the summit and, you know, they're fired up and they're so into what you're saying and so into what they're hearing? How do you get them from the summit actually practicing you know, what they've heard?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the big
things.
How do
you move them to action?
This is what I've told every single speaker. This is not a summit for you to talk about your fabulous life.
Right.
Because we don't have a time. We don't have the time for you to write a plan for your fabulous life and give it to everybody else and tell them that
mm-hmm.
this is what they need to do, step A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've told them is that this is about helping artists become what I call stylepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurs. They are stylepreneurs are artists who are serious about taking care of their business. And every single speaker has been given a directive of that every single artist has to leave those classes with actual actionable items, things that they can do, steps that they can take. This is not fluff. This is not mm-hmm. going to be fluff. This is going to be when you walk out of there. I'll give you an example. When I first started doing my packaging your portfolio workshops, I didn't have any materials. I was just standing up there with a notepad talking. And over time, I've created the handbook that artists get when they leave there. It's like 116 pages. And there are, not only are there actionable items, this is what you need to do for every day that we're that you end a day. Because I realize what happens is that people get really excited about stuff or they get really overwhelmed. The thing that I did to bring people back in when I realized that artists were taking the classes and going home and being overwhelmed, there's always going to be somebody that walks out of there and just gets it, but people learn differently. Was that's why I created the 30, 60, 90-day program. And the 30, 60, 90-day program sends every PYP grad home, and 2 weeks later they have to get on the telephone with me with a written plan that they've sent me They have 2 weeks to do it. They send it to me 2 to 3 days in advance of the class. I go over it, and then we get on the call. That's the first conference call. And then there are 3 more conference calls every single month because I realize that what people really need is an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
They need somebody that they have to be accountable to for those first 90 days. And in
mm-hmm.
those first 90 days, they create a new habit of creating a 30, 60, 90-day plan. And there are PYP grads whose 30, 60, 90-day plan is into 360 days. Do you see what I'm saying? 360. So they took it and they carried it on and on and on and on, and they're still doing it. So what I want people to leave the summit with, and what I've told all the instructors, they have to leave there with step-by-step instructions on this is what they need to do, so that after they get home, after they've been excited, after they've been networking, after the parties, after all of that, and they go home and they sit down with their binders and the classes that they took, they can then say, okay, these are the first 5 steps that I need to take. Because that's really what it takes. You know, otherwise it's like going to a big rah-rah session. Everybody's
right.
All excited. Oh, it's so much fun. And then you go home and you're like, oh, my God, now what do I do?
Right.
And
right.
I don't want them going home with what do I do. And even if they go home and go, what do? I want them to be able to turn to the page in the section of the class that they took and say, okay, so these are the 5 things I need to do. If you get going with those 5 things, you can keep going.
Right.
You know,
You go ahead. You finish.
No, what I was going to say is one of the classes that I've got is a writer who writes for, like, Forbes magazine. Her name is, what is her name? Marissa Torrieri. And one of the things that I find is that artists have such a hard time writing their own bio. And
mm-hmm.
a bio is so important nowadays because it goes on your website, because people get hired every day by what's on their website. But they don't really know how to craft a bio that speaks to their passion of what they do and gives a decision maker a window into who they are as an artist and what the decision maker is going to get if they hire them on the set. And if you're getting hired by your website and nobody's even talking to you on the phone before they call you to book you for the job, that bio can be the difference between you getting and losing the job. And so I felt like that was a really important thing to have at the summit. Somebody, and this woman said to me, I'm going to make sure that everybody who walks out of that class walks out of there with two paragraphs that they can put up on their website and an understanding of what it took for them to write it so that they have the tools to amend it as time goes on. Tell me that's not important.
Yeah.
Do you find, Crystal, that that now more than ever before, or now more than since when you first started out in this business, that you have to speak to artists about business? Do you find that like that more necessary now than before?
Oh yeah, and I think part of it is just generational.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's generational. I think that, I can remember a couple of years ago reading an article in, like, Forbes magazine about how they were rearranging and restructuring how they talked to Generation X. And I honestly think that it's such a mistake to coddle young people because it does not serve them when you really have to go out and get a job and be professional.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just things that they didn't learn that I think those of us who come from a different generation, which can just be, 10 years older or 20 years older, there are just things that they didn't learn. And then they find themselves struggling when it comes to business. But then at the same time, there are seasoned artists who still get comfortable and are absolutely shocked when they find themselves having to look for work.
Mm-hmm.
When artists want to do television and film and getting in the union, if you want to do television and film on a really high level, then getting in the union needs to be a goal. But sometimes people treat getting in the union like, once you get in, that's all you have to do.
They sure do.
The union is not your agent.
Exactly.
The union is a place where producers and directors who are producing a union production can go to find union artists. But the union does not promote you. At the same time, while on that side of the business, that's a challenge. And so artists have to learn how to market themselves still.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to going out and getting an agency, there are still a lot of artists that think that getting the agency means they can just, drop off their pictures, they get uploaded on a website, and that's it. Well, that's not true either. So there's a whole re-education that needs to go on, and then providing the people with the tools that they need in order to represent themselves. And within the word represent is the word present themselves.
Uh-huh.
So, there's just a whole new set of there's a whole set of skills that artists, regardless of whether they want to do TV and film or they want to do print and television commercials, And, you know, so many opportunities are available also on the web now. There's just a whole bunch of business skills that you need to nail down in order to be, in order to maintain yourself in working status. You know, I could cry sometimes. I really could.
Well, do you ever come across artists who, and I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and I know you go around the country and saying some of the same stuff all the time. Do you ever come across artists who just find it so hard to do, or so hard to put some of what you're saying into practice?
Yeah, of course. Of course I do. And then, you know, you've got artists that find it really hard to put things into practice, and then you have artists that even after they've spent all the money, they still think they know better than you. So, you know, it's a combination of things. I mean, you can drag a horse to water. You can't make them drink. You know, and then there are times when I, you know, have worked with artists who listen to what I have to say, don't listen, and it takes them a year later. That when it still isn't working their way, they're like, okay, this crazy woman, Crystal, let me try what she said. You know, I don't think it's going to work, but let me try it anyway. I mean, you know, one of those areas is when artists are building their portfolios. Artists have got to stop being so damn grateful that photographers are working with them.
Right.
Because they need to stop being so grateful and start recognizing their own contribution.
Right.
When you start recognizing your own contribution to the photo shoot, you will start having more expectations about what you're supposed to get out of it.
Right.
And when you start having more expectations, people start respecting you more. And when people start respecting you more, they start giving you more of what you want. When you start getting more of what you want and you start getting comfortable with that, you start asking for more things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things that I really want to drive home is that, you know, artists really make a contribution when they are working on a shoot with a photographer, and they don't need to be that grateful. You need to be,
so
you know what I mean? You should be thankful for your blessings, but you don't have to be grateful that somebody asked you to do makeup on a shoot when you're a great makeup artist.
Right.
But I see what happens is that artists really do not understand how to speak the language of photography. So they always feel like they're at a disadvantage, and that's what makes them feel grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And when you learn the language, you have another tool in your arsenal to keep pushing you forward.
I hope people get that.
I hope they come to the summit so I can help them get it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because I want to help them get it. You know, one of the things that we're going to have at the summit is we're going to have a panel discussion with photographers, because I know that artists say, I heard what Crystal said, but there's no way that if I tell the photographers I'm working with that they can't put a watermark on my picture, that they're going to get rid of me. Or if I ask for what I need, they're going to get rid of me. But the truth is, if you're not getting what you need, what difference does it make?
Right.
If you're not getting what you need for your online portfolio so that you can show it to decision makers so they can hire you for work, what difference does it make? But what I believe is that when young photographers and testing photographers, if they could hear from other working photographers who make a lot of money and how those working photographers value their glam squads, and if they could see and hear from those photographers best practices for working with your glam squads, we will see things start to change.
Mm-hmm.
because I understand that photographers are not listening to the makeup, hair, and styling people tell them that you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But if Kevin Michael Schmitz, who works on, you know, on the Kaiser Permanente campaign and also is able to pay his makeup artist $1,500 a day to work on that campaign, when if Kevin Michael Schmitz's website doesn't have watermarks all over it, and if he doesn't give his makeup artist pictures with those watermarks, I think that the photographers may take seriously what a Kevin Michael Schmitz, what a Jason Sediwan has to say about how they work with their glam squads.
Right.
Because those photographers believe that their glam squads help them to have the best kinds of pictures in their books so that they can then go get those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they're not doing it all by themselves.
Exactly.
And I want to get photographers in the room for these discussions. This is not a panel discussion for photographers to talk to makeup, hair, and styling people. It's a panel of photographers to talk to photographers and makeup, hair, and styling people, and let's get everybody in the room together to come up with some best practices about how to work together.
Right.
I think it's really important.
So we're going to talk again, like I said earlier, in detail about this next week. But one question I wanted to ask you, how did you choose the location for your summit?
Oh, let me tell you, you know, I love New York. I would love to do this in New York. But the truth is, because it's a three-day summit, because people are going to be coming and they're going to be staying overnight, it didn't make sense to do it in a place where people were then going to have to turn around and spend $350 a night for a hotel.
Right.
And Stamford, Connecticut is only 30 minutes outside of New York. So people can take a train there, and the hotel is only going to cost about $139 a night. And a lot of people will decide to stay together. So now you're only talking about $70 a night a piece for three nights. Would you rather spend $70 a night a piece, or would you rather spend $150 a night a piece? And so I just did my 4-day packaging your portfolio workshop in Stamford, and it was absolutely amazing. It was really amazing because, for one thing, the artist stay there, and they network and together. And I'll tell you something else. We're creating games for people to network, and we're going to give away prizes because I don't want people coming there with their friends and only talking to their friends.
Right.
I really want people to take advantage of the decision makers that are going to be there. I want them to take advantage of the other artists that are going to be there. And so we're going to create opportunities and reasons for people to really get to know one another outside of their markets. And here's the other thing. You know, we're always talking about community, but then we're going to events where there are just makeup artists there. But I want the makeup artists, the hairstylists, the fashion stylists, the manicurists, and some photographers there too, because in order to develop relationships, we want all of the influencers there. How many makeup artists have gotten a job because they were referred to the job by a fashion stylist that they met on the set? They were referred to the job by a hairstylist that they made on the set. Well, I think it's important to get the entire community together. There isn't a thing that a makeup artist does for their business that a hairstylist does or a fashion stylist does or a manicurist. So I want to create an environment where all of these people get together so that you can meet other people that are in your community who meet and connect with you, who have other things going on, so that you can meet a fashion stylist at the PYP Freelance Business Development Summit who says, oh, my God, you're so cool. I've got something going on with a photographer over here, and you know, it might be a photographer you've been dying to work with.
Right.
Every single person that works on the set of a job is an influencer for you, because that person can refer you, recommend you for a job. So I want all those people together.
That's
And I think that Stamford, Connecticut creates an environment that gives provides opportunities without a bunch of distractions.
Nice.
It's almost like going on a retreat. And when you, most of the time when you go on retreats, it's always somewhere, sometimes some secluded places or places where there's a small town, there's no much activity, so there's nothing that can distract you, and you can only focus on what you're really there for.
Exactly. Exactly. You've got to focus on what you're there for. Exactly. You know, we've got some, you know, we've got some classes that are even part ones and part twos.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know what I mean? And so if you're taking a part one and a part two, you might have some things that you need to think about that night to come back to take part two. And it gives you a reason to connect with the other people that are in that class.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm thinking about it, and I'm just really hoping, you know, that makeup artists, hairstylists, anybody, you know, who's interested in this business would really take this summit and, you know, and think about how much they're investing in their career by deciding to participate in this.
Right. Right. You know, if I hear one more artist say, I would like to do this, but I don't know how, I took all of that feedback that I get from artists all the time, and I tried to put together a list of classes that would meet those needs. That's what I was doing when I put Danielle Lewis on Talkin' Beauty on the Tube. You know, artists look and they see, you know, this makeup artist on a local news channel doing a segment on how to create a red carpet look. And they're like, I could do that. But they don't know how. They don't know how to find the decision maker that they should submit their stuff to. They don't know how to create a pitch that you send to the decision maker because they don't know how to find the editorial calendar for the station so that they know ahead of time what kinds of segments that station has planned for the entire year. Television stations, the Academy Awards happen every year. The
right.
Grammys and the Emmys happen every year. Don't you notice that every single year these television stations have somebody on at the same time of year talking about the same thing?
Right.
In every local market. I mean, this is not even the sort of thing that you don't have to go to New York to do that. You don't have to go to L.A. to do that. You know, they've got
right.
TV stations in Katy, Texas, for God's sake. You know, they've got local news stations in every single market, in every town, in the United States, and beyond, in Canada. And artists just need to know how to do it. You know, when Easter's coming, they have people on TV talking about how you dress up for Easter. When Christmas is coming, how do you create a red carpet look for Christmas, for going out in the evening for certain things? How many times a week do you turn on and there's a beauty segment or a fashion segment? Talking Beauty on the Tube.
Mm.
What about pageants? There are pageants all over the country. You can make great money doing that. Do you know how to get in and become the head of a squad for a pageant?
You know, when I saw that on the site, I saw that and I was like, I never thought about that. You know what I mean? You it's just something, you know, people always think, oh, if you live in Dallas and, you know, they're always pageants and big hair and makeup. And, you know, they think about certain areas for pageants. I never really thought about that.
Right. There are pageant business is big business. Where there are pageants, they are selling out hotels, entire hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And the moms are spending mega bucks for their daughters to look great for these pageants. they are, if you are the kind of artist that can put together a team, you can go in and pitch yourself to do the whole pageant. Do you see what I'm saying? There are so many opportunities that artists are missing. And I just want to open up the floodgates. I want to open up the doors. I want artists to start to see the opportunities in their own market for different kinds of things.
Right.
How many artists want to open up a makeup studio?
Tons.
But do they know how to do it? The thing that's freaking them out is the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, I don't have that kind of mind. I've got Maria Ekelard coming in to do a part one and part two on opening the doors to your own makeup studio. I want people to come and get the information.
Some artists don't even know how to file their own taxes.
Exactly.
And
that's
so
why
happy
I've got
to see that.
Oh my gosh.
So much. Yeah.
I hired Susan Lee because one of the things that we do in my PYP workshops is the day four is all about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the money part of your business. And so I found Susan Lee in New York City, and I brought her in to do the segment on taxes at my workshop. You have no idea how many of my PYP grads now have Susan Lee doing their taxes because what does she specialize in? Freelance taxation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Artists have... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it's one thing if you don't know how to do it, because I know people, they just shy away from the whole tax thing. So mm-hmm. it's okay if you have someone doing it for you. But
right.
have a working knowledge of how it's done, what it takes to keep proper, you know, records and you know, proper bookkeeping so that whoever's preparing your taxes, you know, can do that for you, especially if you get someone if freelance taxation is not their specialty, but you're just going to a tax person to do your taxes, you know, you have to almost teach them your business.
Exactly.
But you got to understand what that business is.
Exactly. Exactly. Singing that song.
She made a song.
I'll tell you what blew me away in one of my classes when we had Susan Lee there, and somebody said, well, I was told that I didn't have to report my income until I reached $27,000. Really? I would love
that?
To hear what Uncle Sam says about that.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's simply misinformation. Somebody's uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, mama said that you didn't have to do that until you got to $27,000. And now you're in tax trouble.
Right.
But I think one of the greatest things is artists learning what they can write off. A lot of artists think that if they aren't making money, that they can't write things off. Not making mm-hmm. money doesn't mean you're not in business. Amazon.com doesn't make any money. If you listen to the news, you know that.
Right.
Amazon.com isn't making any money. Do you think they're not writing off every single phone call, every single
exactly.
thing? You know, artists, many artists don't know that if you go to a parking meter and you put change in the parking meter instead of using your credit card, as long as you take the time to write it down in your calendar, in your mm-hmm. planner, that you went to here and this was about business and you put $3 mm-hmm. in a parking meter, you can write it off.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I need them to know. I need them to know all of these kinds of things.
And let me point out something because I don't know how what made me think about this, but I have a friend who she does lash extensions and she does makeup, but mainly she makes a living doing lashes. And I want to say last year or this year so far, I think she's made over $80,000 doing lash extensions.
Right.
And she uses her square, you know, and, you know, people will come in, they'll give her, give them the credit card, and she swipes their card and all of that. So she's making all this money. But do you know that she did not know that she had to pay taxes until she got something, she received something in the mail from the IRS?
Oh, yeah, like just because, you know, it's like doing business on the Internet and thinking that you don't have to pay taxes on the income.
Right.
Because somebody didn't put the money in your hand.
Right.
But
see, what they don't realize is the Square is reporting this stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
So and taking 3%.
And taking 3%.
Because
guess what? They're gonna have to report it on their end too.
Exactly. You know what they don't realize is that the Square is like the client that 1099s you at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
That's what the Square is. It's the client that 1099s you at the end of the year. It's all taxable.
Yep.
And you see, the other danger of that is that, and because you think that you don't have to pay any taxes on it, that's what keeps you from keeping track of all the expenses that would offset the income.
Oh, my God, exactly. Exactly.
So please come to the summit.
Yes.
Please come to the summit. You know, when we were talking earlier, I was telling you guys, you know, I rarely put anything on sale, but Black Friday is one of those days where I always, always, always participate. And we've got 1, 2, and 3 day passes at the summit. A 1 day pass is $419. A 2 day pass, I think, is $799. A 3 day pass is $1,109. And the 1 day out of the year that you can get that for 40% off is going to be Black Friday.
Wow.
Black Friday.
Go with those prices one more time.
A 1 day is $419. A 2 day is $799, and a 3 day is, I think it's $1,109 or $1,099. But on Black Friday, you will get 40% off. 40% off.
Wow.
So even if you are, you know, the thing is, everybody, I hear from artists all the time, well, I don't know if I'm going to be available on April 18, 19, and 20, which is when it is. And I say, listen to what you're saying. If you planned a vacation and you put it down on your calendar and paid for your ticket, you would be unavailable to do anything else those days.
That's right.
Do yourself a favor. Make a commitment to do this so that you can ensure that I'm trying to teach you how to fish so you can eat for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Make a commitment to put those days aside. Even if you can only get a 1 day pass, or if you can get a 2 day, if you want a 3 day but you can only afford to get a 2 day, then get the 2 day at the discount, and you can get the other day later.
Right.
Because a 1 day pass is going to give you 4 classes, a 2 day two day pass is going to give you 8 classes, and a 3 day class is going to give you 12 classes. If you buy a 1 day pass, not only do you get the 4 classes, you get the evening caucuses, and you get the party with a purpose event. One of my things has always been party with a purpose. All that networking with no expectations and not expecting any results isn't getting you anywhere.
That's right.
If you're going to party, party with a purpose. Leave your house or leave your hotel room with an expectation of what you intend to go back home with or go back to your room with. The most important business card is not the one you give, it's the one you get, because the one you get is the only one you can follow up on.
Right.
So come to the summit, get some business knowledge and some tools that will help you to be able to fish for the rest of your life. Have some fun, but party with a purpose. I promise you, it will be the best investment, one of the best investments you make in 2015. And if you make the investment in 2014, you're going to save some money too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the one great thing that I love about the summit is, okay, you know, you have your eye match, you have the makeup show, say an expo. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever type of makeup show or conferences there are that, you know, we just kind of get hit with all of them all year long. But what do you really take away from them is what I want to know. Because you see so many people, they crowd up the areas where the vendors are, and they're buying all this product, and, you know, they're listening to you know, people speak about how to do this, how to do that, and they're doing demos, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
There's got to be a time where you have to set all of that aside and really focus on the business. Like I was stating earlier before you got on the call, now it's time for us to get down to business and really take a hold of, you know, where we're going in our individual careers.
Right. Right. I'm not suggesting that anybody shouldn't continue to take makeup classes.
Right.
I am not suggesting that you shouldn't buy things for your kid. But what I am suggesting is that if you don't learn how to run your business so that you can use your art where you can also make money, then at some point you're not going to have the income that you want and you desire to fill the kid up.
Absolutely.
You know, and yeah, you know, and I'm just saying, let's learn how to make more money. Let's learn how to stay in business. Because if this is what you love, you want it to pay you a salary, which is another thing we're going to be talking about at the summit, is how your business pays you a salary so that as a freelancer, you stop looking like someone that doesn't make money to the people who sell houses and cars.
Right.
You know, freelancers are penalized all the time. When they go and they say, I'm a freelancer, and all of a sudden everybody acts like just because you're a freelancer, you're not making any money. I've got a solution for that, too. It's been working for years.
Wow.
I want to teach artists how to present themselves and pay themselves so that when somebody asks for a pay stub, you can just deliver it.
Right.
Nobody needs to know that you freelance. Hey. I can't give away all the secrets. I can't give them away all on the phone.
Right.
Right.
No, you can't.
I have to save. We got to save something. So,
exactly.
But I'm just really excited because I know people are going to walk out of that summit with wow. But then after the wow dies down, they're going to have actionable items and steps that they can take to actually make these new things work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm sitting here saying right now, Crystal, is wow. I mean, we had another plan for tonight, but I'm thankful to God that it worked out differently, because this conversation tonight has definitely been on time for a lot of people. And it's just, it's actually, you know, it's a great reminder of what we really need to be doing and paying attention to. And a lot of times, a lot of us get caught up on social media with what other artists are doing that we don't like and the direction that the industry has turned. But like I was saying earlier, you know, we really need to focus on what we're doing and the direction that we're going, but we really need to know what direction we're going. It's a great, it's almost like, you know, how at churches, every time at a church, like maybe at a certain time of the year, they have a revival. And I feel like summits like this helps you to be revived, and you get excited about your industry and excited about your own individual business and your place in the industry. When you go to summits like this and you get all this information, and hopefully you're the type that will take the information and use these items, these actionable items that you're talking about, and actually go out and do something with them. But it's just something that we all need, no matter what level you're at in your career, whether you're just starting, whether you've been 20 years in or even longer. I think we all need something like that. So I'm hoping that you will see artists from all ages there, and those who have been in the business for a long time and those who are just starting. I hope you see a great mix of that. Because,
right.
Because I personally know a lot of makeup artists and even hairstylists who do film and television, and they've been doing it for 25 years or more, and that's pretty much all they know. But if the work dries up in their town, what are they going to do? You know, and do they know what else that they can do or even how to do it? So I just think it would be something great for artists of all levels.
Right. Yeah, it is. You know, it's not just for beginners. We'll obviously have a couple of classes. We're going to have some classes for beginners. You know, I'm going to do, it's not up on the website yet, but I'm going to put it up there because I'm doing, obviously I'm going to do a class on marketing yourself. I know people expect that from me. You know, nobody wants to come to the summit. Originally we were going to do the summit in October at the same time I was doing my 4-day workshop, but it just didn't make sense because people were saying, well, you know, I've been trying to take a Crystal Wright marketing class forever. So if I can't take a Crystal Wright marketing class, I'd rather wait until you're going to be somewhere teaching something. So I realized that it was really important for me to be there to do what I do, which is to help people with their marketing and their comp cards and those kinds of things. And also I'm doing a class on, you know, portfolio building because people need to – there are just a few simple things that artists need to know, whether it's a beginning artist, whether it's a seasoned artist. A lot of times seasoned artists don't have the eye that they need toward their own work. You know, I have to go to people to review my stuff because I don't want to start working in the vacuum of my own head. And a lot of times, while a new artist needs to understand how to put their portfolio together, an experienced artist needs to know how to rearrange their portfolio to make it more impactful. Believe it or not, they're the same rules.
Right.
But both of them require you to have a more discerning eye toward your own work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go home, I need artists to be able to know how to do it themselves. That's teaching somebody how to fish.
Right.
You can't call me up when you need to rearrange your portfolio, but if I teach you the rules to doing it, you'll be able to do it yourself.
Right.
So, there you have it. I just really, I think that there's serendipity in the fact that you guys were planning on having me next week and something happened and I was here today. It means I was supposed to be here today.
You were supposed to be here today.
I was supposed to be here today. And I'm really thankful that you picked up the phone and called me back. And I feel these are blessings that you don't expect. And when you get them, you run with them. I appreciate both of you. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And little did you know, I thought about you about 2 weeks ago. And I kept seeing things about the summit. And I was like, I got to get Crystal on the show. And then I got busy and forgot. And so I think everything just worked out perfectly, actually.
Right.
Because you were on my mind for sure to call. So
I'm glad you were able to get on and just share information about it.
Well, I'm glad I was, too. I'm glad I was, too. Do you all have the address for the site? Do you want me to say it out loud?
Oh, say it out loud. I'm actually sitting here on it right now, but say it
out
loud.
Oh, okay. It's PYP, P as in Paul, Y as in yes, P as in Paul, PYPSummit.com.
Yeah, we kind of earlier.
That PYPSummit.com, P as in Paul, Y as in yes, P as in Paul, SUMMIT.com.
And that's April 18th, 19th, and 20th next year, correct?
Exactly, 2015.
Right. Glad we can be there. If we can squeeze out, if everything stays on schedule for us, we can squeeze out a day, at least a day. I would love to come and be there.
Right. And if you're, when you go on the website, if you go to where it says schedule, you'll be able to see the classes.
Okay.
And when the classes are being offered.
Yes.
And
oh,
then
we're
going to have our red carpet meet and greet on Friday night. Excited about that. That's another part.
Yeah,
that's definitely a party with a purpose event.
Yep.
But you can see here, and this helps people to sort of decide, you know, maybe which day they're thinking about, but right now they can just choose for Black Friday, they'll just be able to choose a 1 day, a 2 day, a 3 day pass, and then they can decide which days they want.
Right.
They'll be able to decide later which days they want. Right now they just want to get the 1, 2, or 3 day pass, and then they can decide which days and which classes, and it gives them an opportunity to say, okay, let me look and see what classes I want to take, and you don't have to commit to anything right at the moment.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
You know, and once they get their pass, then we'll set them up in the skedge.org, and they'll be able to go in there and start picking their classes.
Nice.
Nice.
I just wanted to say this, you know, I was kind of like doing the math a little bit, and if Black Friday, if you get on it, your one-day pass can go down to $251.40,
yeah,
and then your three-day pass goes down to $665. So,
right.
Start thinking about it now, people.
Yeah, because I'll tell
Friday
you something. The individual classes are $119 a piece.
See?
An individual class is $119, so you're going to get four classes, a caucus, and a party with a purpose event for $250.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not thinking about it now, people. Friday is the day to really
right.
get that saving
so,
in.
Yeah. Get it, you know, call your family up and tell them this is what you want as your gift for Christmas.
Right.
Get your
exactly.
early Christmas gifts.
And tell
seriously.
Them buy it on next Friday.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. We really, really do.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate it so much, ladies. Thank you so much for having me. And if people have questions about the summit, they can call 323-299-0500. I'm in the office most days to answer questions. So 323-299-0500 if you have questions.
Okay, and I'm going to post about all of this as well.
Okay, wonderful. You guys have a great night. You guys totally made my weekend.
Oh, great.
Okay, bye now.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks again to everyone who's out there listening. This was an awesome show. Lots of great information. And more great information to come. So stay tuned. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Even though next Sunday is following a holiday, we will still be on. So check us out next Sunday, same time, same place. Thank you guys who were in the chat room tweeting. We
really appreciate your support. If I can remember everybody, Belinda Campbell, Viola, we had Sharon Tina, we had Tiffany, we had Felicia, who came on a little late, but she was there, and I'm glad you made it, Felicia. Hadn't seen you out there in about a couple of Sundays, so I'm glad to see you. And who else is out there? Somebody else, I think, but I can't remember. But anyway, thank you all for participating in the chat room. And for those of you who listened in via the phone lines and those of you who are always online listening, thank you so, so much. Big thanks to Crystal Wright one more time just for being who she is, so full of knowledge. And I just really believe that you guys should take advantage of this summit, especially when you can get it up, choosing who she's bringing in to speak. So you just have to know that they're going to be very knowledgeable as well. So, again, I'm glad you guys were tuning in.
It's a great lineup and, I think, a great selection of classes. I mean, to be able to take four of them in a day on a one-day discounted pass, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. I mean, to get that one-day discounted pass is going to be like $200-some and to be able to take four of those classes, that's a great deal. So, I mean, you all should take advantage of that. This Friday, Black Friday, 40% off the 1, 2, and 3-day passes. If you're really thinking about doing the 3 days, that will be a great deal. Did you figure out the price for the 3-day pass?
Yeah, the price for the 3-day pass, if you do 40% off, I just had it written down somewhere. It's like $665.
Yeah, somewhere around
there. Yep.
3 days. That's awesome price for 3 days, and that's
right.
12 classes. 12. And these are all business classes for those people who are always asking. First of all, there's people who are always asking, how do I get into the business? How do I do film and TV? You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? And one thing I will say is years ago when I purchased Crystal's guide, and I believe that was back in like 2001, I believe, and I purchased her guide, back when I thought I wanted to do like, you know, print and fashion and all that, and, you know, I thought I wanted to work with, you know, artists in the music business, and, you know, I went to her class and, you know, was going through the book, and I thought, oh, wow, this is definitely what I wanted to do. So she lists out the steps of how to do it all. And then, you know, once I started working, doing videos and television news and film, then I realized I wanted to be in film and TV. And also reading her book again, it told you what you needed to do. It told you about the union. It told you what you, it didn't teach you about getting your days for the union, because that's what people do now, is just focus on getting their days for the union. What it taught you is the qualifications that you needed to have to be a union member, what types of makeup you had to do. It talked about, facial hair and being able to, you know, to lay hair on, be able to apply a mustache and things like that. So it gave you a list of what you needed to do. So then I knew what I needed to work on. But I got all of that from Crystal's guide. So that's why I'm really stressing this summit, because you're going to have people there. For those people who don't want to read a book, you're going to have people there who will be giving you the information. They're going to be talking about, you know, how to get in the hair and makeup union so that you can work on, you know, film and television. They're going to be talking about all of this stuff, how to negotiate your deal when you're trying to get some of these film and television jobs, you know? So, you know, how to get an agent, what an agent can and can't do for you, what the union can and can't do for you. Like Crystal stated earlier, the union is not an agency. You know, how to put together a portfolio, what you should have in your portfolio. Crystal is one of the best people to ever even talk about that subject. All of that information is going to be given to you for, you know, whatever the price may be. So, I mean, I can't stress enough how important that is. plenty of topics.
Just wanted to quickly say before we go off, if you think we're talking about this a lot now, you're going to hear it a lot more, probably every Sunday in the Beauty News until this actually takes place.
Yeah,
so,
get used to repeating it.
Right.
I will repeat. I mean, I think this is probably going to be one of the most important summits. And I know there are going to be quite a few things going on, but this is going to be, you know, if you don't do anything else, if you don't attend any of the makeup shows, if you don't attend any of the IMATs, this is going to be, it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. Marietta Carter Narcisse is going to be there. I mean, you know, I can't even stress enough. Marietta even has a new book, a brand new book on terminology for the film and television business and then other areas of, you know, the makeup hair business as well. And it's giving you all the terminology that you would hear on set. I'm going to have more information on her book next week, but it's going to be so, that book is going to be, I mean, like your Bible for this industry. You come up with the term, it's in her book. It's in her book. So I will definitely give you more information next week on this terminology book so that you can plan to hopefully purchase and, like I said, keep it as your Bible.
Absolutely. All right, people, we have gone over time, so we're going to cut it right now. But thank you guys again for listening and taking the time to join us tonight. And like I said before, we'll be back next Sunday, so at 9 p.m. Everyone have a wonderful and blessed week and have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.